Welcome back to Black Hollywood Live. Next, we talk to you about all the things in Hollywood that you need to know that's coming up next. Today is a great show. It's no different. We're talking about Birth of a Nation. Are you going to go see that movie? And also, the New Edition biopic is coming out really soon. These are the people that you need to know that are in that. And in addition to all of that, there is the first Black spokesmodel for Victoria's Secret Pink, which I'm excited to see. And Lupita Nyong'o is on this magazine cover one more time. And guess what? When it comes to new music, we've got both of Rihanna's boos, Chris Brown and Drake. You don't want to miss this. Stay tuned for Black Hollywood Live next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live next.
Friday vibes.
That's how you gotta start it off. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to Black Hollywood Live. Next, I'm one of your hosts, Megan Thomas, at Meg Scoop on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, wherever.
Everything.
Everywhere. To Uncle Auntie House, eating up all your food. That's me. Hey, who are you lovely ladies?
And I'm Michelle Madison. Find me on Twitter at MICH_MadisonTV, but mostly on Instagram at Michelle_MadisonTV.
And hey guys, I'm Raina, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_Ale.
Welcome, Raina. You guys, this is Raina's first time.
It's my first time.
Next,
she's our virgin. Like a virgin.
Yes, I am. I'm on the sports team, sort side, but I just have a little entertainment side as well. So right, I'm happy to be with you, ladies. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, thanks for coming. Where else can they watch you on Black Hollywood Live?
Yes, Black Hollywood Live Sports Weekly every Thursday night at 7. We have a weekly show going on. We have the latest sports topics. We talk about players, talk about everything. So.
Yes, we're so excited to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So let's get into a little bit of casting news. Did you guys know there's a New Edition biopic?
Yes. I've been waiting for this since I saw the trailer. It looks very
me
good.
Me too.
This should have been in the theaters.
It should have, and I'm really sad this about it, but good. It's going to be a miniseries that comes out on BET. There's actually, at the Urban World Film Festival right now, they are showing the screening of it. I'm excited because there's some really good talent in here. There's going to be Brashear Gray, who is Hakeem on Empire. I'm like, why am I drawing a blank? He's in this movie, as well as Elijah Kelly, Grammy nominated singer Luke James, Keith Powers from Straight Outta Compton, and a bunch of other people. There's so many people in this movie. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to see it.
I can't.
The production value of it is all the way up there. And I always look for stuff like that, especially if it's on like a BET or TV one. I'm sorry. But it's, right, you know, right, sometimes.
This sometimes just looks... BET's not the best.
We love you though. But I've been waiting for this movie. It's like my Christmas.
Like sometimes I feel like biopics, it's kind of scary. You don't want to mess up anything,
like,
you know.
Right.
Like
that we're never going to speak of.
Oh gosh!
But I'm excited for this one. So
yeah. Fun. So if you're in New York next week, the Urban Film Festival. I can't even say Urban World Film Festival is in New York. You can check that out, and you can get a sneak peek at the New Edition biopic. So check that out. So a lot of us already know what's going on with Birth of a Nation. This is the new movie. This is a supposed Oscar contender, but it might not get an Oscar because of all the controversy surrounding Birth of a Nation. Mm-hmm. So if you guys haven't heard about it, Nate Parker is the actor. He's also the writer, creator of this actual screenplay about Nat Turner. And he has his own, I guess, personal issues back 17 years ago. He ended up, you know, getting acquitted for raping a girl with his co-writer of the movie. Mm-hmm. They were college wrestlers. They were roommates. And they got acquitted. But, you know, years later, the woman committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And she always said that they did rape her and he got off. And so now all of that is coming to light, especially because one of the characters in the movie gets raped. Mm-hmm. So now there's people that don't want to see it. Are you guys still going to see it?
I am still conflicted. As a woman, as a Black woman, I feel like it's kind of like Bill Cosby all over again. Like, I feel like I have to choose. Mm-hmm. I want to support it because of what this film, the history of the film, and just the film, the first Birth of a Nation was the first movie about Black people in cinema history, period. Right. And the history of Nat Turner himself is so prolific and important, especially when we're not getting history lessons, you know, in our schools. And then the controversy comes out about, you know, the rape. And then I feel torn because we have people like Woody Allen, who married his daughter, his adopted daughter.
Wait, but is that rape though? That's different.
That's gross.
He wasn't just having feelings for her when she reached 18. But I'm just saying, like, it's just those, like, Hollywood has, like, totally, like, overlooked that, I feel like. And then Nate you know, Parker is being crucified. So I'm torn. I'm still undecided. And I've, you know, I had a chance to interview Nate and he was awesome. And it was just like, and then when this came out, I was just like, man. So I'm still torn. What about you?
I think I'm going to support it, but I'm not going to take this issue lightly.
Right.
I think what I really loved is Gabrielle Union. She's in the movie as well, mm-hmm. and she actually gave her story. She was raped right. mm-hmm. at a Payless shoe store, and you know it's something that it messes with your mind. And she described the feeling as a wound that's throbbing
right, on, right.
constantly. So I think I'm going to still support the movie,
right.
but you know it's rape is a huge issue, and I can only imagine how these women feel mm-hmm. about that after the fact. So yeah, I'm gonna support it, but I'm gonna be on Gabrielle Union's kind of take on it. It's just I don't know.
Right. And her take was more so like, you know, she went through this. She lived through it. She lived through rape. But she also said there's a story here that needs to be told. Mm-hmm. And it's a different slave narrative, I guess you could say, because a lot of times it's always like, oh, the slaves are oppressed and that's it. But this is about a slave revolt. So, you know, I can't think of any other story outside of Django where that really happens, you know, and that wasn't a true story, or it was based on a true story, but it still wasn't true. So I think it's a good story that needs to be told if you separate the controversy and the actual story itself. Mm-hmm. I think the story is important and it does need to be told. You know, and I had a conversation with somebody about Nate Parker, I'm getting the names mixed up, but the fact that he, you know, went through this and he put out a statement. He said he feels really sorry about the woman's family and the woman that passed away, or she committed suicide. And he's like, you know, I feel bad about this, but it was 17 years ago. You know, I was a stupid kid. However, I got acquitted of this. I had to deal with this already. Mm-hmm. And I've moved on with my life and I've done a lot better. I'm great. I got 5 kids, you know, mm-hmm. and I don't want what I did in the past because it has nothing to do with this. Mm-hmm. And that's sad.
Yeah.
And I get it. But sometimes, look,
we're humans and we judge.
Yeah.
And we hold things against
you. Mess up,
you.
People. Hold them against you. Sorry.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's move on to what's next or nah, Michelle.
Next or nah. So Victoria's Secret's Pink has their first black spokesmodel. Her name is Zuri Tibby. You may remember her face because she became the face about 3 months ago, but now she's the spokesperson, which is extremely important because she's the first African-American woman to do so. And
right.
I am loving this as much as I spent on Victoria's Secret Pink. I would like to see a spokesmodel and the face look like me with some melanin magic.
Yes, so I'm going to say black girl magic is just everywhere, you guys. And she's chocolate. She's not like no light skin, like curly girl. No, chocolate.
Yeah, she is. She's nice. Her skin is like butter.
Yeah.
I like butter.
Definitely.
And also, speaking of skin like butter, well, let's see. Will Kenya be your next trip or not? Well, if you see Vogue's new cover that's graced by the gorgeous Lupita Nyong'o for the third time, if you still have a video up, and it takes us back to her parents' hometown in Kenya, and I absolutely loved it because it reminds me of growing up in Jamaica because they were like picking plums off the trees. It's pretty much a lot of the same fruit.
That's awesome.
And she's so down to earth. I love her for that. And it's making me feel like, you know what? Maybe Kenya will be my next trip.
That's a good idea.
I want to see all of Africa, but
Africa
is a continent, not a country.
Not a country.
So I just
want to specify that. Before somebody rips you in the comments, you guys definitely have to check out Queen of Katwe, which is her new movie. It's a Disney movie, and it's about a chess player from Uganda. And I just saw the screening of it last night, you guys. It is amazing. And Lupita plays the mother, and she does such a phenomenal job. Like, I was in there like, girl, get it, Lupita. Yes, mama. It's really good. So check that out. Disney's Queen of Katwe, which comes out, I believe, in the end of the month or beginning of next month.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yes.
This is effortless beauty. I mean, both of them.
And
even, would you say this is the third time she's been on the cover?
The third time. I honestly think that this girl got into acting to be a model because she's just a natural beauty. I also got a chance to interview her, and we got to meet up in the elevator. I was trapped in the elevator with her.
Really?
Yes, and she was super sweet. We took selfies. And her skin in person, butter.
I mean, she's,
I just want to skin her and wear her.
Did you want to touch it?
Yes. But I didn't want to look weird because I was trying to be a professional journalist. But I was just looking at her like, girl, you so pretty. No skin. But yes, the third, Vogue just loves her. And I love that she's on a unapologetic and she educates. Because remember when the controversy, the cornrows were boxer braids.
Right.
And then she wore this hairstyle that's, we know it as something, from African cultures. And they attributed it to, what's her name from Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Audrey Hepburn.
Yes, they attributed the style to that. And she checked people real quick.
Right.
And I love that about her. Uh-huh. She's not one of those people who, they're embraced by Hollywood, but they feel like they have to, step away from the realness. She keeps it real all the time. And that's what makes her even more beautiful to me.
Yeah. I love Lupita.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm just saying. Can I get on the Vogue cover once?
Can I get a page?
I can put you on a fourth quarter ad, a fourth quarter ad, something.
We can get you a Vogue cover. I got Photoshop.
Thank you, girl. Thank you.
Where did my Photoshop today? Right? I got Photoshop for $2.99,
girl. No, I can put the graphic up and everything. Get you the font.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, Raina, what's up with the Fresh Beats?
So, Fresh Beats, you kind of took... Rihanna, both of her men are my two picks today. So, mm-hmm. Drake, one of my favorite artists. I think he's just so smart. I mean, mm-hmm. I love he was actor turned artist, and he's just killing it right now. I mean, he's the top artist in the entertainment business right now. So the first video that I picked is Child's Play, and if you can play it for a second.
I don't care if this shit is on TMZ tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I am tired. And you know what? She called you Aubrey. She didn't call you Drake. She called you Aubrey.
The government.
So obviously there's something a little bit more intimate for her to call you Aubrey. I call you Aubrey. Your mom calls you Aubrey. These bitches call you fucking Drake. I don't want to go and talk about anything. We're going to talk about it right now because I'm tired. I'm here. I am tired of you, Aubrey. I am tired of this.
Okay, so what do you want to do? What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
What do you want to do?
I don't know. I want to sit here with you and have dinner. What do you want to do? Slapping a table and yelling at people in the restaurant. What do you want to do?
You want to
get us in trouble? Yeah, tell me. What do you want to do? Oh.
That's what I
want to
do.
Tyra. Yes.
That on a woman.
Cheers, boo.
This is the beginning of the Child's Play video, mm-hmm. and I picked it because Tyra went off on him, and just don't see that side of her. She's a model. She's professional, but then when you, this was just hilarious to me. She went through his phone, mm-hmm. so in the beginning of the video, he was in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Tyra went through the phone, then she slid it across, and then she started pressing him about that. So,
right.
I thought it was just hilarious to see her act like that, and the people around just like look at her. But
so is Child's Play because he's cheating on her?
Child's Play because the song is about how women are just trying to get
men to grow up.
They're trying to be chose. Like in the beginning, like they're trying to get a rapper to come and like spend some blow some money on them and everything. And
it's easy to be a stripper.
Yeah. Well, it's actually in the rest of the movie and the rest of the video, it's based on his favorite strip club in Houston. So it's nothing but strippers in there.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask you guys, have you guys ever had that situation with your boyfriend? You had to go off him in a public setting?
Not in public because I refuse.
Yes.
I refuse to. What I do is I do stuff like I'll sell your social security number on Craigslist.
Oh my goodness.
Like I that's the kind of stuff I do.
Oh my gosh.
I'm the one that stays calm and cool and collected. Okay. Yeah. And then I just do evil stuff. But not in public. I won't act
not
up in public.
Public. You just wait till you get home and then go online
home,
real quick.
The car. I give you the look. That's it. You got to keep it. Because that scares them more when you don't act up. Because when you act up, you have a lot of emotions. But when you're quiet, they're like, oh, she's over this. Like that R. Kelly song, When a Woman's Fed Up.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had any, I'm trying to think, has anybody ever taken me there? But if you make me that mad, I think there was one time I almost broke this bottle over my boyfriend's head because he like cursed at me. But I was young. I really envisioned it. I was going to take this bottle and just be like, but I just looked at him and I was like, okay.
I can't go to jail. I've never
just acted out in public because I don't want to be that girl, mm-hmm. you know? Shout out to Tyra, by the way. She's really, she's a really good actress.
She
I don't know
is.
Why people, I love Life Size. I still remember that.
I was thinking Higher Learning.
What is that song that was in it?
Fresh Prince?
No, In My Size.
It's in my head.
It's too cute. I have not seen
Life
Size.
Was she saying that? Oh
yes.
My gosh, you have to see it.
You have to see Life Size.
It's the corniest
it's
movie.
Lindsay Lohan is in it.
No.
Is that what with her?
No. She's a grown Barbie, right?
Yeah.
But I thought Lindsay Lohan was the one that had the Barbie. No?
No,
okay, I'm confusing it with another movie.
She's not it. Girl, it's a different movie.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, Life Size. Somebody's going to be like, Megan, really? Life Size?
I love Life Size.
I love it. No shame. Coolest is still my favorite
movie. I need to think of that song. It's going to bother bother me if I don't know that song.
Right.
We're gonna look it up.
Wait, has this ever happened to you? Have you ever gone off in public?
No, I keep it calm. I won't sell his social security number on Craigslist.
It's but a good idea.
I'm just kidding. I haven't acted up in public like that. I'm more of them like, I got you.
Right.
When we go home, I got you. And then I just say, yeah, I won't throw things. It depends. But
not your situation. Don't throw your stuff.
Yeah, no. But I'll just like wait till we get into a private setting and then I just go off. You know? Because you never know who's watching you. Yeah. You know, I don't want my mom or like anybody to hear about like your daughter. At Cheesecake Factory, she was yelling and cursing
and
somebody
Cheesecake
out.
Factory. That's not cool.
I like cheesecake.
You don't want
to
be banned.
And I feel like if a guy ever takes you to that point, just you're done. Mm-hmm. There's not like you don't need to look stupid. Clapping.
When you start,
you can do that at home. Like, what are you doing?
And then if it's that bad, just leave, boo. You don't have to deal with that. Like, you look stupid. You don't mush this cake in his face, and you probably still with him. So what was the point?
And you can't go back to Cheesecake.
And I know, right?
Without people knowing.
They put your picture up. Like, don't let these people back in.
So does Drake have a thing for older women? Because in, didn't he do a thing with, well, also Wendy Williams in the movie? Was it the Bachelor movie they did? When he was with Wendy Williams and she was his like florist or party planner or something.
In the movie?
Yeah. The man, Think Like a Man.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Wait. I feel like he always.
Was he in that one?
That was Kevin Hart.
No, Kevin Hart's, well, one of his movies. But there's Wendy
Drake
Williams
Wendy.
Is like.
Was Drake in that?
Yeah. She was Drake's like florist or event planner. He answered the phone when Kevin called.
Oh.
And he was like, yeah, she's doing this and she's doing that.
Yes.
Drake is messy. Something about light skin. Just kidding.
Well, Drake is not Spartan, so yeah, I'll take that.
Boo.
Hey.
Boo.
Speaking of another light skin, we have Rihanna's bae, Chris Brown. He's been going through it. I think early September. The reason why I picked this is that he was accused of pointing a gun in Bailey Curran. I believe this is accused her. For pointing a gun in her face for stealing or trying to steal his diamonds. And you know, the police surrounded his house. Right. It was just ridiculous. And he took that attention to promote this movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, this video, which was pretty damn smart.
Right.
I was like, I didn't know this video was coming out. So, watch this. Grass is green and greener.
Like ain't nothing cool about being real. No one's time is up, but what they feel. Take a hold and try to
this dude can just dance. Like, I will watch him dance all day long.
Yes.
No matter how crazy and ridiculous.
He's so
like,
talented.
Yeah, he's so. But you know, have you noticed how it's like always the most talented people who end up like doing crazy stuff?
I think people
it's like
do
a
pray
genius,
on him too.
Like, it's, yeah.
And I'm not saying what he does is okay, but I really feel like he's one of those people that needs to have more genuine people around him to say people. I'm like, no, because like that girl coming over his house, like she was a setup. I didn't appreciate that. Like I like Chris Brown, but I have my moments with him, and I think sometimes his how he interacts with women, you know,
but I
understand his backstory. At any event, like there needs to be more people around him to say, you know what? No. They need to weed people out.
Yeah, I agree. I think you should have older role models that are friends within the same, have the same goals and aspirations as you.
Right.
And I think that surrounding yourself with that type of company will make you a better person.
Yeah.
So as I'm really picky with my friends, I'm like, if you're a goal getter, then I'll go with you.
Right.
But Chris, you know, watching this video in the beginning, he was with his friends driving to a party and they were saying, your ex is there. That's why you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to the lyrics of this song, like I'm playing in my car and sing my lungs out. But you listen to it, it's all about Karrueche. And I believe it's you know, he wants her back.
Mm-hmm.
But then he'll see her acting different and acting like she doesn't care about him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
That's where he saw her at the party, his ex at the party, and then she ended up being a vampire. So she's
I was getting a Mad Max vibe from this. So
it was interesting, just like watching everybody, and like they all ended up having like vampire teeth. I'm like, oh, okay, oh. That's kind of so different.
Did he have vampire teeth?
No, he was just.
So he's a human.
Him, yeah. Oh, okay. But I don't know. Yeah,
poor. I don't know. Like for Chris, he's one of my favorite dancers, entertainers. He's very talented. Mm-hmm. He can sing. He even said after the incident with Bailey Kern, he was like, "There's no more parties at my house."
Good.
And I think he has two roommates. His two friends live at his house, mm-hmm. and they now have to submit to him in writing who's coming over and mm-hmm. what the relationship is with them. So he can't. Smart. You have to be like, this is who's coming. I know this person from here. I know.
Yeah, letter of recommendation, basically.
Right. And so hopefully that sticks and that lasts because mm-hmm. Chris has his daughter at the house. You know, he can't be having these guns and drugs running up through his house like that.
Yeah.
And but the baby's there. And he fought so hard to get mm-hmm. his daughter and have, you know, joint custody with her.
And because there was actually no gun there. But there I love seeing him. Since his daughter, I love seeing his energy.
Like, I
do you think he changed a little bit from.
I did. He's still growing.
Right.
He's still growing. I watch his relationship with women.
I think he's getting better.
He is.
Because, he's a new dad.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's part of it. But that's, yeah. But I definitely see people do take advantage of him, and I'm glad to see he's going in a better direction.
Do you think Karrueche will ever take him back?
Yeah.
He said that so fast.
I think he has to grow up. I think it's one of those situations where you meet someone, and they're not in a good place, and it's not the right time. And I think they need to separate and grow. Well, she needs to grow in one way, and he needs to grow in another way. And then I think eventually down the line, years from now, they could probably get back. But like I said, goes back to my original thing about women and also his anger management. Like right. that has to grow right. for him to.
What do you think, Raina?
I don't know Karrueche or anything, but from what I see, and I think that her career is really, really skyrocketing. She's a model, she's acting, and I don't know. I think it's something about having your own success
mm-hmm.
that changes your mindset, and right. I just feel like it looks like, I mean, obviously we'll never really know, but mm-hmm. it looks like she's content with being by herself and being Karrueche instead of Chris Brown's girlfriend.
Right.
I think she's trying to get outside of that, even though you're still good.
People are always going to say that.
Because
like,
that's how that's people how know her.
Famous, but
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah, you can see her just transitioning into being her own self, an actress, a model.
Yeah.
And so I love that about her. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I kind of wouldn't want her to just fall back into that. It's not necessarily a trap. I mean, I'm all for love.
Mm-hmm. Right.
However, I just feel like, yes, I think Chris should, you know, get himself together. But I love that Karrueche is just...
Getting it.
She's getting it right now.
Yeah, she's model. I mean, she's holding her own. I think before now, when she was with Chris, it would always just be about him. People
mm-hmm.
still people probably ask her about him. Ask things about him when they talk to her. But I think it's a little different because now they're like, oh well, I guess you can act. I guess you can model. But mm-hmm. she was a model before him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people even remember that was what her profession was.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got with him, and it kind of fell by the wayside. Or she would do stuff here and there, but people didn't know that about her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They just knew that she was Chris's girlfriend. So now she's getting back to her roots. And I think as women, we have to find ourselves.
Exactly.
Well, what do you think?
Yeah.
No, I think they would get back together for sure.
So right?
Because here's the thing: as a woman, like. You gotta be honest. As a woman, you usually trade up. Who mm-hmm. you gonna trade up to from Chris Brown?
Yeah, that's like Jay-Z trading up from Beyonce. Who you gonna trade up to? Michelle Obama.
But even still, Michelle's still older, so she couldn't give him any more kids.
Why she can't be a cougar?
Because she's in 50. She ain't have any more kids.
Well, she's not cheating on Obama.
She may not be. She may not
that's
be
her man.
Beyonce hasn't had any more kids. That doesn't mean
but
that
she
they
has
won't.
The ability.
She does.
That we know of.
Yeah, but we don't know if Michelle got her eggs frozen.
Mm.
Michelle got money.
True.
I'm just saying.
I do think they will get back together. Because at the end of the day, who else is she gonna be with? That is his caliber or more.
Not well, it doesn't necessarily. Though. Go ahead.
The guy has to be so confident in himself
right.
to be the
exactly.
next guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more worried about the next guy she dates. Like he has to be so poppin'. Like he has to hold in himself.
Right.
Like his mm-hmm. confidence needs to be through the roof.
Right.
So he got Karrueche from Chris Brown. That's how he has to think. You
I'm
know?
Glad you said confidence and not necessarily money.
Exactly.
Because I think
and that's what I mean by
I like that.
Up.
Yeah, yeah, like, no, because, but I like that you said that. Yeah.
Right. Because you know because at the end of the day, you know, when you become they live together, I'm assuming, you become accustomed to a lifestyle. She has like a fancy car that he got her. She
mm-hmm.
had like a Lambo or something. Like she Who's gonna get you that? No, if that's what you're used to.
If you can buy you a Prius, I mean, you know.
I mean, I'm okay with that, but I'm saying most women, especially in Hollywood, when you become accustomed to a certain thing,
that's what it is.
It's kind of like, I mean, I love you and all, but I'm not really about that for a focused life. You know, somebody might say that because they're. When you have a Lambo and you go to a Ford Focus, you'd be like, wait a minute, I got to...
I got to turn around to back up?
I have a camera?
I just want to say, I'm okay with a Range Rover.
Look at you,
I want my G-Wagon.
I'm just saying.
I'm, you know...
But I'm okay with working hard to get it, too.
Exactly. Yeah, you know? Exactly.
I work part-time.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Nice. We thank you guys for joining us right here at Black Hollywood Live next. I am Megan Thomas at Meg Scoop on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Periscope. Where can we find you, ladies?
And I'm MICH_MadisonTV on Twitter, and then on Instagram, Michelle_MadisonTV.
And I'm Raina Ale. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_Ale.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Deuces. Next week.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.